Good evening. This is Dr. Mark Dickey from California State University Fullerton. And we're going to take a listen to the Hopkins Junior High School Orchestra, the Advanced Orchestra this time, all the way from Fremont. And we wish you well with your performance. We're going to take a listen to your warm-up selection, and then I'll come back and make some verbal comments while you're playing your interlude and your Minotaur, your two adjudicated compositions. So best wishes for your performance, and we'll be back with you after you play your warm-up composition. We're just doing a little retuning here, so. If you need to fast forward, go ahead. I'm going to keep this running so you don't have to deal with a second MP3 file. One more tuning note, I think, and then we'll have a little Bach. I like that for the most part you're tuning yourselves. That's really important. All right, here we go. gets you settled just a little bit more, and now we're going to play interlude, I think. This is like a very interesting piece. Job with the rhythm and balance and tones, blend, balance. Beautiful phrasing, very musical. Upper strings, sometimes you can hear that there's intonation problems. Not right here, but going back quite a few bars. Or you just want to keep working to it. You wouldn't do it by working on this piece. You do it by working on long tone scales and exercises and etudes and things. Quite a few of the gestures. I'm not talking all that much, so you can probably hear on the recording, and you notice yourself where there's a moving part in the middle strings or lower strings, and even upper strings on occasion. It's not always heard. For instance, in measure 26 on beat 2, just a little gesture on beat 2 in the first violin. Couldn't really hear that clearly because it wasn't being played out. I don't want to say the other strings were covering it up. You just need to bring things out sometimes, yeah? Vibrate.
place to bring out the gesture and the cello in measure 11 after beat 2. Play out, cellos. Your part's different than everybody else's a little bit, right? You're moving at different times, so play out. Really pretty good intonation for a lot of instruments up in a relatively high tessitura. Good job, string basses. Really nice attention to the detail and all the modal, accidental shifting tonality material. Very nice. Well, that's a pretty sophisticated piece of music for any orchestra, really. And you guys have done a really good job with it, yeah. So, you know, the comments I made throughout are the comments I will stand by. Very beautiful performance. You've worked very, very hard on this. It's very effective. It's very musical. Make sure you bring out all these little gestures, the moving gestures, and all the different parts. Bring out the moving parts. A little more dynamic shading together is possible. Really fine pitch, very few intonation problems. Yeah, but a little bit more crescendo and decrescendo where possible, and really vibrate where you have the opportunities to do so. And and it's pretty carefully written in terms of crescendos and decrescendos. For instance, 45, there's a crescendo on beats 3 and 4, and then it should be kind of big. It should be full in measure 46, and then there's a diminuendo in measure 47, and that's not really what I heard you do. There wasn't much crescendo, and then measure 46 was just kind of not. It didn't sound like a crescendo had happened. It was, and there was a decrescendo a little bit too early. So really take that forte to heart at measure 44. Okay? That was very nice. All right, Minotaur. Your teacher likes modal music at the last common intervals. Good for him. Very nice balance of passing the motive back and forth. Fortissimo piano. I'm wondering if you could make more crescendo in measure 19. I think you probably could. Use more bow, use more intensity bow. I don't think anything bad would happen. Nice little cellerando there. You've got to get the second violin part and the viola part to hook up just a little bit better in the final bar of the accelerando.
Don't shy away from the triplets. First violins in measure 61 play out. Just because you have to move your fingers doesn't give you permission to play softer. That was happening a little bit in the other piece, too. Just because you have fast notes doesn't mean you can play them more softly. So there's a princess. Nice cello, very nice. Take your time on the triplet cellos. Don't be the first person to get to the next note in the triplets and then the 16th note in measure 88. Resist the urge to be the first person to move forward in 88 and 90. Very nice, beautiful solo. Very beautiful tone. Nice job of all the pyramids of 16th notes. Not to rush in the first violin. Feel those eighth notes. They're legato, but they're in the cello part. Listen to the other parts. Feel the beat. A little afraid of crescendos. It's a technique you can work on. And I think you're doing them, and you know you're doing them, you think you're doing them, but I think you're afraid something bad's going to happen. And I think you need to take that chance, at least in rehearsals, figure out how far you can go before you lose control, and then you know to go almost that far, and then you've got a nice crescendo. Does that make sense? If not, play that back again and see if that made sense. Mm-hmm.
sense of rhythmic rushing throughout much of the 6-8 in all the pretty much all the eighth note figures. I have a solution for that. I don't see anything about a diminuendo there at 229 and 230. Keep the intensity. Yeah, keep me on the edge of my seat there. Okay. So, towards the end, I think we lost a little bit of our rhythmic organization and also our scene, but it was, you know, really accurate and very musical and a lot of good things. I mean, it's really pretty wonderful. A lot of good things going on here. Let's work backwards. At 224, just big bows in the cello, the top part of the cello to BC, and the viola, frog to tip and tip to frog, and use the whole bow and really vibrate and make it sing. And don't let go in the last two measures before 231. I really did hear kind of a lessening of intensity and all that sort of thing. At 165, it's kind of jumbled rhythmically, and I disorganized, and there's rushing. And the key to it is two things to get the lilt. One is to space the notes a little bit more, a little more space between each note. Just stop the bow between each note, just very briefly. And the other thing is to bring out the meter. D, ta ti ta 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 ti ta 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 ta. And likewise in the 9-8, when it comes up at measure 208. Yum, ta 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 ta. Getting a little bit of space between notes. A little bit more detached, a little bit detached, and bring out the accents that are implied by the meter. I'm not making this up. That's the way music works. When there's a note on the beat, it gets played more heavily than a note that's not on the beat, and it's not like the composer has to write an accent for that to happen. So there you go. All right. Very musical. That's just big music for any middle school group, and you guys are very advanced for your age and very serious, and you're doing great work intonation-wise. A lot of wonderful things going on here. Really wonderful work, and I enjoyed hearing you play both pieces. Congratulations on a really, really nice performance. Keep up the good work.